Greetings, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob coming to you on November 30th, 2020. It's Monday of the first week of Advent, and this is our daily devotional time. I've made a decision to move from the Jesse Tree devotions for the personal devotion series to instead using a book by John Pavlovitz, a devotional called Lo, an honest Advent devotional. I think this has a couple advantages. It gives you a real difference from the devotional on the other, for the family devotions each day. Those are taken from the Jesse Tree devotionals. So it gives you a real difference there. And I think this is a really good new devotional that we can really sink our teeth into as individuals seeking more Jesus in our life. Well, without further ado, here's today's Advent daily devotional. It's called Faith in the Intersection. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Matthew 4:18-20. I lived on the planet for 26 years before I met my wife. My road twisted and pinballed for a quarter of a century, with me not knowing she even existed. Until one day, there we were sharing the same space and time in a college classroom in Philadelphia. Our long and very separate journeys suddenly overlapped, and we didn't know it at first, but everything in our lives would be different. All of our relationships can be understood as intersections. The places our road meets that of another person, and both stories are rewritten, sometimes wonderfully and sometimes less so. Each of us is a product of these many crossings. I always liked the idea of reading the gospel stories and looking for the intersections, the time Jesus' life crossed the path of another person, and how each person was irreparably changed by the occasion. A man, driven to madness and isolation, finds rest in his own head. A shunned leper receives an unprecedented embrace. A woman caught in adultery is surprised by extraordinary mercy. A despised tax collector is invited into revolutionary ministry. A man 4 days dead is raised to life again. A young, terrified woman is asked to bear a planet-rocking baby. Over and over, when someone meets Jesus, transformation and restoration are waiting. There is something wondrous to be witnessed. The very birth narrative of Jesus is the image of the most profound of intersections, God and earth meeting, and the latter being completely altered. Today, dwell on the people who've crossed your path and changed your story. Remember some of those initial meetings and the ground you've covered since. Sit with gratitude for them and for the difference they've made on your journey. And reflect on the way you've been changed by an encounter with God, or what seemed like God to you in the moment. Today, think about the love and the faith you have found in the intersections. Amen. And let us hear today's devotion, or today's benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us today. Amen.